Chapter 7, Spanish Louisiana. On March 5th, 1766, Antonio de Ulloa, the first Spanish governor of Louisiana, arrived at New Orleans in the midst of a violent rainstorm. Very few people gathered to greet their new leader, and those who were in attendance did not offer a warm welcome. Spain had accepted Louisiana from France in 1762, but the colony was a low priority for the Spanish king. It took nearly 4 years for the Spanish to organize a fleet, fill those ships with supplies for the colonists and gifts for the Native Americans, and send the fleet to join Governor Ulloa in Cuba for the final journey to New Orleans. Ulloa was a naval officer and experienced colonial administrator who had previously served in Peru. Despite his military rank, Ulloa was mainly a man of science. He had an impressive knowledge of astronomy, engineering, geography, and the flora and fauna of the New World. He also spoke several languages, including French. His ability to speak to the colonists in their own language was an advantage, but Ulloa had several disadvantages as well. He had requested several hundred troops to accompany him to Louisiana, but he was given only 90. Under those circumstances, and with an unwelcoming population at New Orleans, he hesitated to take formal control of the colony. Ulloa tried to work with the French Superior Council, but putting Spanish trade policies into effect created many enemies among the council members. The leading citizens of New Orleans were also offended by the governor's decision to get married at a fort at the mouth of the river called the Belize, rather than in the city. Making matters worse, when he finally decided to formally transfer the colony to Spain, Ulloa further angered the colonists by making the proclamation at the Belize rather than in the city, where three-quarters of Louisiana's population lived. By late 1768, tensions between Ulloa and the colonists had become so bad that a few members of the Superior Council encouraged unhappy citizens to engage in an open rebellion against Spanish rule. In late October, hundreds of colonists took to the streets, claiming popular support. The Superior Council ordered Ulloa to depart. Without sufficient troops to put down the rebellion, Ulloa, his wife, and the Spanish troops and officials returned to Cuba. The events that followed the revolt of 1768 were just as dramatic and more deadly than the bloodless revolt had been. In this chapter, we will explore the conditions that led France to transfer Louisiana to Spain, and the long and sometimes violent process involved in Spain taking effective control of the colony. You will also be introduced to each of the Spanish governors and to the groups of people who came to Louisiana during the Spanish colonial period. Section 1. The French and Indian War. As you read, look for conflicts between the French and English that led to war, the participants in the French and Indian War, why and how France transferred Louisiana to Spain, the results of the Treaty of Paris of 1763. Terms: French and Indian War, Treaty of Fontainebleau, Treaty of Paris of 1763. For as long as European countries had been in North America, there had been competition among those nations for control of the continent. That rivalry, particularly between France and England, eventually resulted in open warfare. By the 1750s, the French had begun to make territorial claims in the heart of North America. Their plan was to take control of the fur trade and to establish settlements along a route that linked Louisiana with their colony called New France, or Canada. At the same time, British colonists were moving further west in search of new lands to settle. Many of the English were also intent on controlling the lucrative or profitable trade in furs. The outbreak of war. In 1754, these competing claims resulted in open conflict between French and English forces. War was formally declared between the two nations in 1756 and did not end until 1763. Before the war ended, five European countries had entered the fight, and battles had taken place in Europe, North America, the Caribbean, and as far away as the Philippines, Spain's colony in the Pacific. The French called the conflict the Seven Years' War. The British referred to it as the French and Indian War because those were the parties they were fighting. Spain hesitated at first, but eventually joined the conflict on the side of the French. Spain and France had not always been allies, but the Spanish chose to act because they were concerned about protecting Mexico from the British. The British did, however, invade and take control of the important Spanish port at Havana, Cuba. A secret transfer. Sensing the defeat that was to come, France took steps to keep Louisiana out of British hands by secretly transferring the colony to Spain before peace negotiations began. This 1762 agreement was called the Treaty of Fontainebleau. Spain was aware that Louisiana had been an economic disaster for France. Still, the Spanish were willing to take on the financial burden of the colony. They hoped that they could keep the British and their ever-increasing numbers of colonists from moving west towards their lucrative silver mines in Mexico. The Treaty of Paris. The war formally ended with the Treaty of Paris of 1763. In the final settlement, France lost all that remained of its North American holdings, keeping only control of a few Caribbean islands. Spain agreed to transfer its control of Florida to the British in exchange for the return of Cuba. The British understood the growing importance of the Mississippi River and especially the port at New Orleans, but they were unable to gain control of the port because it had already been transferred to Spain in the Treaty of Fontainebleau.